Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey, everyone. Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood stoic guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Welcome back to Daily Stoic Edge, where we keep it real, stay grounded, and sharpen our minds one bite-sized piece of wisdom at a time. Today's topic is something near and dear to my heart. The power of positive self-talk. I know, you're probably thinking, oh, here we go again with the think positive spiel. But trust me, this isn't just some fluffy feel-good mantra. It's a powerful tool that can seriously impact your mood, your actions, and ultimately, your success in life. Ever felt like you were stuck in a rut? Like no matter what you did, things just weren't clicking? Well, chances are, your inner voice was playing a major role in that. Let's break down 5 key takeaways that can help you harness the power of positive self-talk. First up, awareness is key. You gotta know what's going on inside that beautiful head of yours. Start paying attention to your thoughts throughout the day. Are they mostly negative and critical? Do you catch yourself constantly putting yourself down? Recognizing those patterns is the first step to changing them. It's like identifying a leak in your house. You can't fix it until you know where it is, right? Next, challenge those negative thoughts. Don't just accept them as fact. When that inner critic starts whispering doubts or negativity, ask yourself, is this really true? What evidence do I have to support this thought? Would I say this to a friend? Often, we're harsher on ourselves than we would ever be on someone else. Third, replace negativity with positive affirmations. This doesn't mean becoming some Pollyanna who denies reality. It's about consciously choosing to focus on your strengths, your accomplishments, and the good things in your life. Start small, maybe as simple, I am capable or I can handle this. These little reminders can make a big difference over time. Fourth, celebrate your successes. Don't downplay your achievements. No matter how small they seem, acknowledge them and give yourself credit. This reinforces positive self-talk and builds confidence for tackling bigger challenges. Think of it like leveling up in a video game. You've got to celebrate those wins to keep moving forward. Finally, practice, practice, practice. Like any skill, positive self-talk takes time and effort. Be patient with yourself. Don't expect perfection overnight, and keep at it. The more you consciously choose positive thoughts, the easier it will become. You know that feeling when you walk into a room and instantly feel confident? Or when you face a challenge head-on because you believe in your ability to overcome it? That's the power of positive self-talk working its magic. Let me give you a real-world example. Imagine you're about to give a presentation at work. Your heart is racing, palms are sweaty, and that inner critic is going wild. You might be thinking things like, I'm going to mess this up, or everyone will think I'm stupid. But what if you flip the script? What if you replace those negative thoughts with positive affirmations like, I've prepared well, and I know my stuff, or I can do this? By choosing to focus on your strengths and past successes, you can shift your mindset from fear to confidence. You'll feel more relaxed, speak more clearly, and deliver a killer presentation. It's all about rewiring those thought patterns and believing in yourself. So, there you have it, 5 powerful takeaways to help you unlock the magic of positive self-talk. Remember, your thoughts shape your reality. Choose them wisely, choose them positively, and watch your life transform. I hope this episode gave you some valuable insights and inspired you to start practicing positive self-talk today. As always, keep it real, stay grounded, and let's continue this journey together. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little dose of stoic wisdom. And if you have any thoughts or questions, hit me up on social media. I love hearing from you. Until next time, keep sharpening that edge and remember, you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.